possession.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Father.
They wearied themselves.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And you still don't know what to do, huh?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
They wearied themselves.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're worthy, O glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
You really can't help yourself, can you? Okay. You're weary.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Anybody been weary?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
When I get weary, I get weary.
Amen.
And then I look to God and I hear say, be not weary.
Hallelujah.
Another one of those things you... You're not going to obey unless you believe.
Hallelujah.
And they wearied themselves.
Thank you.
Wonder where that took place at. Boy, oh boy, this house is really something. Now your head's going like that? Where's that?
And pour Lot into the house to them.
Oh, hold it. Wait a minute. Where did that take place? Well, I do declare.
Hallelujah.
As it were in the days of...
Hallelujah.
Isn't this something? really, I have a hard time in my spirit understanding why we just sit like a bunch of dummies.
Oh, God. My Lord.
Any place else in the Bible, that might not have too much significance. But it's talking about the day of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Amen.
It's talking about the men of Sodom. They wearied themselves.
Hallelujah.
Couldn't find what?
The door.
I do declare.
Hallelujah.
The door.
Glory.
Many shall see to enter. But they can't find the door.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
So whether it's open or shut, the door means nothing to us.
Open.
And they weary themselves.
Thank you, Lord.
Open. Thank you, Father.
You won't even try. I know you're weary. You're weary sometimes.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Do you weary yourself?
Oh, yes.
Amen, brother.
Yes. Hmm? Yes. Sure. Trying to find the door of opportunity, the door of responsibility,
the door of faith,
the door of joy. Jesus said, I'm the door.
Glory to God.
Hey, did. Jesus said that.
Yeah.
I say it, and he goes, yeah, Jesus, I am the way, the truth, I'm the door.
Amen.
Yeah. You trying to find the door? Ay, 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 ay.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
They want the door to be open. Because there was something inside that door that they wanted. Do you want the door to be open?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They weren't looking for Lot. They were looking for the angelic beings.
Amen.
Two of them. Now, I've sat here for, 5 minutes? I talk real slow.
Yes.
And this is what I get.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, bless you.
My people are being destroyed because they're trying to get in and can't find the door. And of course, I talk in such a way And you're the one I'm talking to.
Amen.
So evidently you are the lepers.
Thank you, Lord.
You're not the widow. The widow dealt with sins.
Hallelujah.
The leper dealt with iniquity. There we are again.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I don't understand that. A man kept saying to me today, why'd you heal everybody? I said, Jesus didn't do that. He didn't heal everybody. No, he didn't.
No.
Where's that found in the Bible? Well, I said, it's very simple. if you read it. Yeah. Many will seek to enter. Won't be able. Well, why did he tell us that? Because the door has been shut, opportunities are closing, and summer's ended, harvest is past.
Oh, glory.
And we're not saved.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, wheat.
Hallelujah.
All I'm doing tonight is gleaning.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, I found one.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Not mature wheat.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's wheat that was not fully grown. So it fell through the sift.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think when I talk like this, you would perk up. Now, I tell a story about the wheat gathering. How about you tell it? How about the boy around the room? You tell it. How about you, Brother Carver? You tell a story about the wheat gathering. How about you, Pastor? See, now you're going to get me angry. In New York City, when I was far from living what people thought I should live.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
At ease and time, huh?
Hallelujah, Lord.
You know, you got to strive to hear.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
You got to pay attention to understand.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Yeah, little Jamaican woman called me one night. I might have been in bed with somebody. I don't know. Could have been.
No,
I wasn't in bed every night with somebody. No, I wasn't. But the way I talk sounds like it, huh? Many a night I was all alone.
Glory. Glory to you.
What's she doing? Is she the Burgess here?
Oh!
Save me, Lord!
Every one of you know that Sister Burgess don't have to say that.
Oh, yes!
Boy, she's been on the front line. Yeah. She's the first one in this state that God said is a prophet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow. She found the prophet.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
How long ago was that, Sister Burgess?
32 years.
How many?
32 years.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
32 years?
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
If I don't look like a prophet now, I sure didn't look like a prophet then.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Glory.
What part did you come out here to see?
Hallelujah.
Somebody look like a prophet? Oh, yeah.
Glory. Glory.
Oh, Sister Rose, look at there.
Hallelujah.
Got past you.
Hallelujah.
That's pretty good though. You know,
hallelujah.
Try to present me without spot.
Amen.
Or wrinkle.
Yeah.
Or wrinkle. You, New York's finest, huh?
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
What a curse. Retired young, plenty of money. You don't believe it? How much do you get for pension?
$3,200.
$3,200?
Pretty much, you're living up there.
See what it does? You don't have to live there.
Thank you, Lord.
Is that $3,200 a month or a week? A month. You're too smart, boy. Always talking back. You know, y'all got a good here.
Live like this.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
They sent a man down from Philadelphia to check this cult place out.
Hallelujah.
He said, it looks like a resort area. He said, I saw the kids playing badminton.
Oh, bless Jesus.
Yeah. An old fellow, how much does it cost you to live here? Huh? You need to pay it. Cost you to love.
Yeah.
Love one another.
Amen.
Love it. And then look around who see who God gave you to love.
Hallelujah.
You love the brother. Love the sisters. Love Blackie.
Amen.
Love Whitey.
Glory.
Love fat ones.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Just think about that. Biggie, we love you.
Amen.
Think about that.
Amen.
They never had love like that.
Glory.
Never.
Glory.
And boy, you hate when I tell you I love you. This world hates when you say God loves you.
Right.
And are you of the world? Are you sure? Search me.
Oh.
Yeah, they worried themselves. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So you had a press tonight, huh? Take her home, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Take her home.
Jesus.
I got a longing.
I'm homesick.
Now, if you didn't have any heartaches, you would have no longing.
Hallelujah.
They worried themselves.
Hallelujah.
Now, if it wouldn't have been for Lot, who disobeyed, he should have never made those guys go with him. But, you know, he had a wife and children, and so spend the night. And boy, what a night. What a night. Isn't it something? See, now you're looking at me, and I can just tell you have no recollection of that thing that was written.
Written. Hallelujah.
For our learning. You haven't learned too much, have you?
Thank you, Father.
A man was raising hell with me today. Boy, like, I mean raising hell. I said, go to hell. Who are you swearing at me like that?
Hallelujah.
I said, God damn you, you devil. Oh, and you're a man of God?
Amen.
And you're a prophet?
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
When I got back from dinner, he was on the phone again. 3 times. How come you don't tell me what station you're on? I don't care about shortwave. What about the station in America? Well, I can tell them. I'm on at least 8 or 10 right in America.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I am. And see, I ain't talking to you. There's no man, even today, that speaks on radio. Why, well, I said, you ought to get some message out all over the world. I said, my God. That's what I'm doing. Just like you. Hey, Wallace, are you listening? He must be listening because he got the phone number. Huh? But I'm not on a local radio station. You're not on nowhere in Alabama. I said, my God, man, internet, satellite, telephone.
Sure.
Thank you, amen. Right here. Are you listening?
All right.
Are you hearing?
Yeah.
Have I dialed into you?
Thank you.
Have you dialed into me?
Amen.
New York, I'm on from 2 o'clock in the morning. In fact, I'm in New York all night live on the AM stations.
Glory.
Thank you, Father. I am. Loud and clear. Two of the most clearest there is. You're not going to live in New York at nighttime and turn your dial and go past 6:20 without hearing me.
Hallelujah.
Of course, the problem is it's a Russian speaking message, but I come right in the middle of it.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
You don't believe me.
Hallelujah.
I'm on from midnight to 2 on WWVA 1170, I think it is. That covers everything east of the Mississippi, up into Canada,
hallelujah,
down into Cuba.
Glory.
Oh, Lord. Now you see why the guy's yelling at me? Because he's just like you. Hardened his heart.
Hallelujah.
While he was kept bugging me, I just called him back, turned on the radio, and put the phone by the radio. You're not on the radio. I said, look, here I am.
Hello.
Right?
Hallelujah.
It's the radio.
Amen.
Turn the radio on.
Yes,
amen. No, you turned the prophet off. Just as I said, you should have seen your eye. You're right here on the ground. You can hear off the satellite, off the internet, off the telephone.
Amen.
All night? Yeah, all night, all day. All night, all day. Oh, that word of God.
Hallelujah.
If
I can't sleep, turn on the radio.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
I'll put you to sleep. Oh, boy. Yeah, little old sister, she called me. And she said, Brother, I saw you in a vision.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that was interesting. And I saw you in a vision?
Glory.
Yeah, sons of God, children of God, the church.
Hallelujah.
I saw you in a vision of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
I saw angels encamped around about you.
Yeah. Glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Can you think of anything else that's keeping you? How many times those angels fight a battle for you? Those ministering spirits. Somebody, somewhere. Yeah, ministering spirits. Angel of war in camps. In camps. Round about them that fear. You fear the Lord? Right? You fear the Lord? I fear him. I fear him because he first feared about losing me. See, Father, I didn't lose any of them. I didn't lose. Hey, Father, here they are. I wish somebody would get so excited you couldn't sit still. You know the story. And I try to tell you my status. I wasn't I wasn't a great man. All the great preachers I talk about, I was a flunky for them. I said, I work with A.E. Allen. I said, that's kind of impressive, isn't it?
Oh, bless you.
I work with Jack Cole. In New York, his son would come. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I work with David Wilkerson.
Thank you, Lord.
Of course, I was always in, I work with Shambach. Some big name boys.
Yeah.
But then I found somebody who worked with me. His name was Jesus. Something about that name. The miracle worker. The divine healer.
Yes.
See, now what this guy is yelling in there about, because he says in the Bible, what's wrong with this generation that we don't see miracles and healings like you did in the Philadelphia Church Age? And I've been through that with you.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And on the radio many times, because God, Spirit, everything God does is by His Spirit.
Amen.
By His Spirit.
Amen.
God is moving by His Spirit.
His Spirit.
So He's moving in the same time. He's allowing the Satan to war with you.
Yes.
Satan can't do it unless God lets him. And you're in the place now where Paul says that was given unto me.
Amen.
Paul said because of the abundance of revelation. Why won't somebody please, I beseech you, every time I quote one scripture that's in that book, you go,
Thank you,
Paul said that. He said, because of the abundance of revelation that was given unto me. He said, there was also given to me a messenger of Satan who was sent. Well, who sent him? And what did he send the messenger for? To bump it. So he bumped it everywhere he went. I'm buffing it. Makes no difference what I say, who I talk to. I get buffeted. Well, buffeting is good because it'll polish you. put the wax on, then buff it. It'll shine. I besought the Lord, he said, to set me free. And God said, no, I'm going to buffet you, boy. When I get done, you're going to shine like the stars. Y'all hot? Too warm?
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
We got to find air conditioners. Don't think it's too hot or too cold.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, bless you. Hallelujah.
We can have it either hot or cold. I don't like it lukewarm. Boy, it is sad, Lord. It really is. It's sad. If you don't understand the times, if you don't understand the prophet, because he's the prophet of time. I said to the old brother, I said, you know how old I am? He was there railing at me. Well, I heard you say you're 87. I said, and you just railing me like this?
Amen.
An old man of God,
hallelujah,
been preaching for longer than you've been born, and you just get on, rah, 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 rah.
Amen.
I'm hoping he's listening, but he probably isn't. But somebody will tell him. I find block these numbers, but these guys know how to get around. These guys know how to get around in block numbers. Have you got around some of the things that God blocked out of your life? You got around them? Push another button. If it said duck, you'd have got me. I never looked at a woman, a young kid, how old me, till I watched him looking at a man.
Sure.
I heard what's his name from War Harbor? He's dead now. talk about bestiality. Everybody hear him the other day? Was on the radio? Did he describe to you bestiality? Kind of crude, wasn't it? You hear him? That happens. That literally takes place. The girls say, my little puppy dog is so sad, so they have sex with it. Yeah. Well, how in the world could a woman have sex with a dog? Well, or come on. I remember a guy down here who had a horse, a little puppy, a little pony, and boy, that old horse, he'd get it all heated up, grab it, stand right there, right in front of you, right here, right down the road. Oh, Brother Dan, you shouldn't talk about things like that. It upsets me. Why? It all disgusts you. The things that's happening today all disgust you. Oh, boy.
Thank you, Lord.
And he wearied himself. Somebody was reading that.
The man put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut to the door. And they smote the men that ran the door of the house.
Messing with the door again.
Mm. Yeah. Glory.
That door.
Amen.
Let's go back far enough and see how it starts.
Yes, sir. And Lot went out at the door and And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him and said,
What made him do that? What made Lot go out?
Okay. And there came two angels to Sodom at even.
Two angels to Sodom at even.
Yes, Lot.
And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself.
What y'all doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Two witnesses. Mm-hmm. What are y'all doing here?
Amen.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Well, we were sent by God to get you out of here.
Amen.
I don't know how to help them, but they won't pay me no mind. What's the way you tell it? Well, how do you read it?
Bless you, Jesus.
He knew who they were.
Yeah, right. Yes. Bow. Yeah.
He wasn't expecting them.
Right.
Sure. He came unexpected.
Yeah.
Sure. He was prepared for them.
Sure.
Are you prepared for the angel of the Lord to come?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh. Hmm? Get you out of your city. Get you out of debt.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Sure. Glory.
What's the matter?
Hallelujah.
Kind of weary, don't I? I wish I'd have told Charles that, because I spent a lot of time with Charles. I should have told Charles, if I wasn't convinced that God sent you here, and you too, I wouldn't spit on you.
Amen.
I wouldn't spend 1 ounce dealing with you.
That's right.
And if God finds out you're lukewarm, he's going to spew you right out of his mouth.
Truth, Lord.
Amen.
You better get hot or cold.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Are you just half in, half out? Back. Yeah.
Help, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Brother Dan. That we give God a sour stomach.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Starts with gall in the mouth. You know about that, don't you? Yeah. A lot of gall, a lot of bitterness.
Yes, sir. I do.
Huh? How about you? You forgot any bitterness?
Lord, go God.
Huh? What's the matter? I thought you loved the truth.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
That's true. He said, you're neither hot nor cold.
Right.
He said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. And he said, if you don't get one or the other, he said, you got a better chance being cold.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got a perfect chance being hot.
Hallelujah.
But if you're in between, you ain't got no chance at all. The reason I got the weariness tonight, because the Lord told me, he said, these folk are weary. They're weary. Go to church every night and no great things happening. That old guy just yelling around. Go to the dining hall and get something good to eat. Messes up our meal.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You ought to pat me on the back, because I'm blessing you, prophet.
Amen.
Just your reasonable service.
Amen, brother.
Nothing unreasonable.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Nothing unreasonable. Say, God bless you, prophet.
Amen. God bless you, prophet.
Bless them that curse you.
Amen.
Nothing unreasonable.
Amen.
Pray for them that despitefully use you.
Amen.
I even say that.
Sure.
Every time I get done, I say, God bless you.
Sure.
And I'll say, well, the Bible told me, bless them that curse me. Well, God bless you. We don't curse you. What, you think because you don't swear at me? Swearing's not cursing. Just not paying any attention to what I say. That's
tell
a curse.
Jesus.
That's a curse.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, what you tell me to do, I don't think it's right. What a curse.
Sure.
Amen.
What a curse.
Bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come on, boy, read some more.
He bowed himself with his face toward the ground, and he said, behold now, my Lord.
Isn't that something? He recognized them. These were not just two ordinary men. These were angels. Lot was known at that time, actually sitting in the gates of Sodom. He was known all over, because everybody came there, recognized him. Because he was a man of authority in Sodom.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Go back and read where it tells you that.
And there came two angels to Sodom.
No, I said go back and read where it tells you how Lot was.
And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom.
He was known all over. People that come to that gate and go out, there was Lot. Testimony of God.
Praise
a messenger
God.
Of the truth.
Yes. Glory.
Remember now, that's just Lot. Remember?
Just Lot.
Sitting in that gate, just Lot.
Just Lot.
Just Lot.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
Just man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boy, oh boy. I don't know how to do it, Lord. I look square in the face. That's what you are. Just men.
Made perfect.
How many folk do you believe that about you or me? Just a man. Huh? And this is the guy that God said, none like him. Being tried.
Hallelujah.
I wish somebody around here would get some compassion of Christ in your heart.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I was hearing myself preach again how they holler, black life matters. And then all at once the white folk holler, wait a minute, white life matters too. Now we got the Spanish life matters. Brown life matters. But you talk about Jesus' life, it don't matter.
My Lord. Lord Jesus.
He is the life.
Amen.
Amen.
The life that I now live.
Right. Hallelujah.
I live by his pattern. I live by the faith of the Son of God. Wow. So his life matters. You get in Christ and Christ gets in you, your life will matter. He's the reason you're living. And the reason you're going to die. And the reason you're going to rise again. Whoa! Because he lives. Each other up.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Poor Gino. If I would go home tonight, all excited, he'll call me. Well, I went down there. Maybe he's up there reading that book.
The book.
He called me a long time. You know,
hallelujah.
Just Gino.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
He said, "Behold now, my lords.
Behold now, my lord.
Turn in.
Come on, go on with me.
I pray you into your servant's house and tarry all night and wash your feet.
Just think about it. I'll be your servant. Mm-hmm. I'll wash your feet.
Hallelujah.
I'll give you a bath, bathe some food. Boy, because they listened to him, they got themselves in a mess.
Amen. Amen.
And then they had to get him out of the mess.
Amen.
There must have been fine looking angels. He led them through the streets and took them to his home, and all them men said, "Whoopee! Look at there!" He got him in the house, and all at once, go ahead.
Wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways.
And they said, "Nay."
No, we're not going to go on our way without you.
Yes, Lord.
We're here to get you out of here, boy.
Yes, Lord.
You're not going to feed me, give me good night, and then you go on your way, because that is my way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When I say to you, how come you don't?
Hallelujah.
I'll take you home and let you wash your feet, and I'll give you good food and give you a nice rest, and then you can go on your way. We're on our way.
Amen.
I'm on my way.
Amen.
To the promised land. I'm on my way.
Amen.
To the promised land. I'm on my way. But you know those guys who's on their way to a promise? Because God has promised Abraham, "I will not destroy the righteous with the wicked." And there was that old... there was not nothing righteous about Lot. Nothing. Nothing righteous about it, except that God said right. Nothing right about you except God said you're right. The righteousness of God. You lived in the city of great preachers.
Glory.
Yeah. I told you I used to preach right where you live. Yeah, Hempstead. Amityville. Real close.
Miracle.
You.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. God, are we something?
Thank you, Lord.
That, I don't think you like my manner of preaching.
Excellent.
Especially when I preach on you.
All right.
Now, if I preach to somebody else, you go get them.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Word for now. Amen.
Well, God's sending here to get you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He sent me back out of that prison house for you.
Thank you, Lord.
He put that in my heart so much because I knew we were being torn. I just knew it. Then when I got home, I found that brother wasn't there and that one wasn't there. And the ones that were there, they jumped on the squirm.
Sure.
Why did y'all stop squirming?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, the assistant said, "Brother, I saw you climbing up the stairs."
Yes, Lord.
Well, when she said the word stairs, that hit me because I'm higher in our stair family than anybody else.
Amen.
My oldest brother went to Bible college. I had some stairs that were missionaries. Some that were deacons in churches.
Hallelujah.
Stairs. I just bypassed them.
Praise the
Lord. One of my own brothers, that was sad. Because he became a deacon in the Assembly of God Church.
Amen.
Hellertown, Pennsylvania. And one day the pastor heard me. So he asked me if I'd come and preach a revival. And my brother was on the board.
Wow. My God.
How many of you put the fingers down?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
When I asked you to be on the board, I needed you. Hey.
Thank you, Lord.
When God asked you to come, He needed you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory to
God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He wants you to be on the board.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And the board's there to back you up.
Yes.
Stand behind your decisions.
Hallelujah.
The Lord does well.
Yes.
Come on, let's be on the board.
Amen.
The Lord hath need of you.
Hallelujah.
Not your money. You don't need your money.
No.
And you don't even need it. Stop living like you're living. You folk ain't going to budge, are you? You watch God this week. Give me money. By the way, Jackie, I don't need your money. God gave me that and more.
My Lord.
Praise God.
Yeah, Jackie's called when he heard me mention about Robert. He says, just tell me where to bring it or come and get it. Yeah, right.
Amen.
I didn't know he had that much money still left.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I got a reserve. We got so much money, we don't even need yours.
That's true.
We don't need your money. Somehow you think we're a share boy. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
God don't need your money.
He don't need that.
Amen.
What you reading?
Behold now, my Lord's turn in, I pray.
What kind of glasses you got on? Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God.
weary, aren't you? Are you weary? Boy, you put so much on us, Brother Stair. You expect too much out of us. My old foreman, he'd find some way to keep you pulling weeds. Or how'd you like that last tour? Remember what it was? What does it have to do? Separate the onions. You know, one year we had 10,000 onions. Now, as you go downtown and tell people that, they say, what? 10,000 onions!
Hallelujah.
Wow! Everyone growing right here.
Glory.
Yeah! Where you at, Marilyn?
Right
here. How many are you going to have this year?
Probably 5,000.
That's all? Oh, you guys got a maple shade. Well, we don't need that many, do we? We like onions.
Yes.
Run out of potato, we can make onion soup.
Hallelujah.
Or pea soup. Or bean soup.
Very good.
Or spinach soup.
Amen.
You can make soup out of anything. Just mix it all up and say soup. How come you didn't come back to eat with us? He's always got some kind of an answer for me, doesn't he? So, we always got some way to make some kind of an excuse, and we call it a reason. Yeah, we do. All God's asking us to do is gather together, reasonable.
Amen.
To live together, reasonable service.
Amen.
To love one another, reasonable.
Amen.
Pray one for another, reasonable.
Amen.
I don't know what to pray for. Why, look around.
Hallelujah.
Wow. You pray for me, I'll pray for you, and Jesus is up in heaven praying for us both. I'll pray to the Father, and he'll tell me when to come and pick you up. Oh, boy. Sure wish. Come on, Gino. No, Gino. No, Gino.
Glory.
Bless you, Jesus.
Sorry you have to run alone, Gino, because nobody wants to run with you.
Bless you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, I'm running.
Hallelujah.
You call that running, boy?
Hallelujah.
Why, I don't believe in what the Bible said, that the way the upon the boys shall run.
Hallelujah.
Is that what we're doing here tonight?
Right.
Amen. Are we waiting on the Lord?
Yes.
Well, then run.
Yes.
But my leg hurts. Run. It'll quit hurting.
Yes.
You hurt someplace else. Thank Lord. Thank Lord. You know, you see it. Click. Click.
Amen.
Click. Everybody stand and say, praise the Lord. Click. Click.
Oh, yeah.
Click. I never forget that shit. I'll never forget.
Hallelujah.
Downtown Baltimore. At least 10 or 15 nights that boy would come in. Pull up in a taxi. Get out.
Hallelujah.
And of course, in those 10 meetings, we were up and down all the time. If I stand and say, praise the Lord, they'd all get up and do it. Okay, you may be seated. And sit down. Hey, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're Jack in the Box.
Praise the Lord.
Sit down, we can get up.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, you've never been there. We do it all night long. And my job was to have the preliminary to get them ready. So I get them up, she's shouting. And I say, all right, y'all sit down. And then Charlie say, gotta sing another song.
Hallelujah.
Up they come. And that boy.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'll be damned before I let these folk take that away from me, God. I'll be damned before I let you block that out of my mind. I watched him in the back come in off a taxi at the struggle. And every time I'd say, stand up, he'd get up, click, click. He had a braces. He had to click them to hold them up. Click, click, and one up here, click. Had his arm in the brace. Then we said, all right, God bless you, baby, see you. And click, click. 4 or 5 nights I watched that boy. I watched him. Special healing service came up. And that boy was there. And I was working with a guy named Gene Ewan. He was a miniature Allen. Looked like Allen, danced like Allen, shot like Allen. He finally made a couple $1 million and then quit. Used to write letters for it, or Roberts.
Hallelujah.
All the preachers. He became a letter writer. Right. He could write a letter and pull money out of people.
Amen.
You ever see those preachers write a letter and pull? Yeah. See him. We write a letter to our, does our mail come up? Huh? I should be writing some more, shouldn't I?
God bless you.
I know about letter writing.
Amen.
Hey, brother, I got your letter today. Thank you. Here's an offering. Did our money come up?
Hallelujah.
My brother's tell you're telling tales out of us. I sure am. Al Warwick was good at it. Al Warwick was a long time up there with Epley. He could write a letter, and I remember one time he wrote one, and I helped him. We put a dollar in every letter. And he sent 100,000 letters. And he put a dollar in every one of them. $100,000. I said, what are you doing? Well, I said, I'm going to bless these people. I'm going to give them a dollar, and then I'm going to tell them to send $10 back. Well, and people done it. You take the dollar, put it in your wallet, you'll never be broke.
Hallelujah.
It worked too, boy. Boy, the money would come in. One day Epley said to me, he said, I'll write a letter for you if you do this particular job for me. I said, fine. So he said, send me your mailing list. So I sent him my mailing list, and he wrote a letter. Never in my life did ever. From that moment on, I started getting an average of $100 a day in the mail from that stupid letter.
Hallelujah.
His text was, despise not the day of small things.
Hallelujah.
And he wrote in there, I'm not an Oral Roberts. I'm not a Billy Graham. I'm not an A.M. I'm just a little old prophet. But I'll pray for you. Send me $10. That was me.
Hallelujah.
He said, don't despise the small ones.
Glory.
He's just a little old preacher. That's how them guys made their money. They knew how to write. I learned. Once I learned how them guys could write a letter, I write a letter. But you ought to read my letters now, very careful. I don't promise nothing but prayer.
Hallelujah.
I don't say send me $10 and God will give you $100,000.
Hallelujah.
I don't do it. I have done it. I have done it. Now I don't take no offering at all. And you folks still sit there. If you'd have bought that money for Robert, In here, I wouldn't have taken it. I don't take no money here. Would you like to know how much money is in this crowd tonight? If I could just get all the money that you all have. Or you ain't got none, huh? Huh? How many ain't got none? Here. There you are. Now, hold on to it. I need it. Look, why don't you get out? You won't make one move at all, will you? Weary, huh? I used to watch them guys weary folk for money. Yeah. Take hours.
Worry about.
Prophesy.
Amen.
Yea, the Lord thy God would say unto thee, because you give me this $25, I'm going to give you a new car. I told you one time in Hartford, Connecticut, I wasn't getting any money. The bishop left. Turn the whole church over to me. I said I won't come unless you give me a full authority. So the first night, he took all these people and said, "Brother, said you're going to be in charge. I'll be back when I'm ready." Bishop Jefferson was his name.
Thank you, Father.
So I went to the church that night, first night, and there was a choir for everyone, everybody. Amazing grace. Y'all get the hell out of that Bible. And them faggots were the big supporters. Yeah. As long as you let them do their thing, I never forget when he came back, they met him at the door. Hey, Bishop, he threw us off the platform. Bishop, I left him in charge. He couldn't do it, so he called me to do it. And I remember that going down that, then with the offering. I wouldn't let the deacons raise any money. Because in those churches, the people were assessed so much money. Is there anybody been in churches like that?
Amen.
Yeah. Will you please back me up?
Yes, we had two deacons and a box right in front, and all the people that was members of the church had to put 10% or more. But at least 10%.
How about you? What do you sound for? You raise your hand. Bishop Jefferson's churches, he never took any money. The deacons did. And sometimes you had to get the money, give them the money to get in. They'd be sitting in the doorway. You think I'm a fluke, don't you?
No.
You see why I don't take money? I watch men do it, and I watch the damn fools give it to them. Fool and his money, soon parted. Now, if you're a fool for Christ, we'll get your money.
Amen.
Yeah, we will. We'll get your money. Then we'll give it back to you. Yeah. And how much I've given back to y'all? Huh?
Hallelujah.
Well, we're giving you a lifestyle you can't pay for.
That's right.
We're giving you a life free from debt.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nobody gonna come and stay here and be in debt. Nobody. 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 Pay off your child support. Ain't that right, Kevin?
Yes.
Nobody gonna be in debt around here.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I'm gonna pay off your debt.
Thank you, Lord.
And you don't owe him a debt. He paid it. Boy, if we could just get beyond the veneer.
Amen.
I remember one night I was trying to get some money up there, and I couldn't get it because they were giving it to the church on the, behind my back. And they just didn't have any money. Y'all, I'm sorry, you may go. Your door opens.
Hallelujah.
You're closing me out, people. You're shutting me out.
Oh, God.
Have mercy, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Well, we're not going to praise you, then praise him.
Hallelujah.
Praise him, he won't do you no good. So one night, I used all the things I had learned. So one night, I get up and said, look, somebody give me $10 here tonight, and by next week, Friday, God will give it back to you $100. Well, they even a lot of folk couldn't do it because they had already given their money. And all of them was an old drunk. I said, way in the back, you got to get out of here, right? Come on down, son. I'll give you $10 by the next weekend. I'll have $100. I said, yeah, that's a good deal. He gave me the $10. He said, I'll be back now. You folks don't blame me, do you? Well, the next Friday night, he was back. But he didn't come back drunk. He came back sober, excuse me. And he didn't come back to for the deal anymore, either.
Glory.
Came back to testify.
Thank you, Father.
He said to him, I said, where am I going to get $100? Man, he said, it went right down to Friday morning, and I still hadn't had it. He said, so I went to my mailbox, and there in that mailbox was a letter from a man that owed me $100 for over 20 years. Well, from then on, I had no problem raising offerings.
Amen.
Everybody wanted to give me a hand. But I don't even ask for it here. No, I don't. I don't ask for it.
Amen.
See, that building of a church, boy, you could, with that power of God witnessing so many times, you could do almost anything with it. Hey, Alan would have his tents packed. And he wasn't afraid to pray. He really wasn't. I got to keep talking to these people, Lord.
Oh, God.
They have no perception of what I'm talking about. That young man with that crippled leg, we announced we were going to have a special healing service on Friday night. And Gene Young was going to have it. These men would not allow me to pray for the sick. You understand that? We had to set it up for them.
Right.
Yes.
That's what God got me doing here. He's setting this healing up for him. I can't heal. I can't heal. But he can. And if we ever give him free course in this place, he'll heal us. Yeah, he will. He's a healer. Healer of broken hearts. He'll mend all your shattered dreams. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I've seen God heal open sores. Who is left among you that seen this latter house in its first glory? Not too many folk around here who saw this in 1920, 1930, 1940, 1950. That's when the ladder out, the ladder rain, they poured out, and they went everywhere, all over the world. Signs and wonders. Jack Cole would have wheelchairs hung across the place. Crutches.
Hallelujah.
I'm not sure if I got the kind of faith that guy had. Boy, oh boy. I watched him take his hand and slap a garter off a woman's neck as big as a grapefruit. Well, you don't believe me. You want me to give it a try?
Thank you, Lord.
He was bold. He was bold, man. And then he died in the hospital, young age, just simply because his wife couldn't take him suffering. Put him in the hospital. I warn you, fellas. There's no telling, you might find me one day, Lynn. Just leave me alone. I'll write a piece of paper saying, I'm the one. Don't you dare carry me to the emergency section. You hear me? I mean that. I've come this far. Broken legs, broken arms, broken heart, broken spirit.
Hallelujah.
And he's a healer.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You all look at your feet.
Hallelujah.
You're like you're scared to death. Well, I told you, you don't want to follow me. I'm on my way to the regeneration.
Glory.
To the greatest revival of all. Called restoration of all things. Spoken up by the prophet. Glory be to God. And the whole bunch of you. The whole bunch of you can't out shout me.
No.
Amen.
The whole bunch of you.
No.
I can shout louder than all of you put together.
Amen.
Why? Because I got something to shout about. If I keep shouting, I'll run you, boy.
Amen. Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jack Cole was bold, man. It was midnight up in Kansas City when I heard he had died. So I determined I was going to be another Jack Cole. See, I was envious. Roberts, I'd go be another Adam. And God said, no, I don't want you to be like him. I want you to be like me.
Amen.
Well, Jesus wouldn't do it like you, dog. Oh, he wouldn't.
Glory, God.
Then you don't know him. I tried to tell that fella, Jesus didn't heal everybody. No, he didn't.
No.
There's a lot of folks didn't get healed.
True.
In fact, there was more didn't get healed than they got healed.
Right.
How about the temple gate where Peter went? There was cripples all over that place. But onto one. He's the only one that gave heat to him. The other guys are paying no attention. They went by here and he ain't never done nothing for us. So we ain't looking at him. That old guy. I don't know why you folk mock me. Peter and John went up to the temple to pray, as was their custom. And every time they'd walk by that cripple, they'd reach in their pocket and put a few pieces of money down. They didn't have enough to do with everybody. So hey, go where you go, please. Just go ahead. The door's open. Go ahead. I wonder if I commanded you, would you do it? You're under some kind of a command. I haven't commanded to act like this. iniquity. Bishop Jefferson came back, and them old faggots, they were so upset. They met him. He came up in his Cadillac car, and they said, Bishop, he threw us off the platform. He said, well, he's in charge. I went and preached another place with Bishop in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Everywhere the bishop went, he had a home just for him. He was a bishop of Connecticut. In every town, he had a beautiful mansion. So every time I preached for in Bridgeport, I lived in this beautiful mansion, had a maid servant, somebody cooked my breakfast. But Wednesday night, the bishop was supposed to come by, and came by. I wasn't in the house.
Oh, Jesus, hallelujah.
So he came looking for me at service that night. He said, where are you staying at? I gave him my deed for a house to stay in. I said, Bishop, I couldn't do that. I said, I couldn't raise a dime staying in your house. I have a need.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
See, whenever time I have a need, God supplies the need.
Hallelujah.
See, when you gave that money, I didn't need it. But just 30 minutes later, Robert came in and told me he needed it. Why are you looking at me like that? I already had the money, $1,500, when you gave it to me. I already had it. But I took yours anyway, didn't I? Then I sat down over there and Robert said, I need $600 more. I said, oh, goody.
Hallelujah.
Before I asked, I wish somebody had saved around this place. God damn this generation who sits there like a bunch of hardheads, stiffing your neck and hardening your heart. Do you know what's going to happen if you keep doing that?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Or is it quiet? We don't read that book. Just suddenly be destroyed. Where's Enoch? Destroyed. No more influence among the people. Where's Connolly? Where's Jonathan? Men that we hold around the world. Where's Dennis Bush? I should let him preach in that pulpit. Where's Pastor Rice? Still here.
Hallelujah.
I wrestled all week long. Do I let this man preach? And God said, no, you're not going to do it.
Lord.
Oh, boy. I guess you ain't going to be cut off.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Now we'll hold you in reserve.
Amen.
And you can start with your trigger.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 I can always use them.
There you go. Thank you, Lord.
Well, Buster, all you do is talk about yourself. I'm trying to tell you about incidents that I had nothing to do with them. John would just do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Boy, oh boy.
Thank you, Father.
Remember I told you today? Just do what I tell you. Then I said, don't worry about the money. Remember? Just do what I tell you.
Thank you, Father.
And do it quick. What she wants is another pair of glasses. She's all right, but she looks at me and I come on. I keep trying to say, if you look at Sister Rosie, you'll still look in her eyes. That's because of her eyesight. You don't know your glasses make you look weird sometimes? You don't know that? Huh? I just simply do what I tell you. Just go and get the glasses. How much they cost? Don't worry about the cost. Just go and do what I tell you. Don't worry about the cause. He'll take care of the cause. Now, I'd rather have God heal her. He might just do that too.
Hallelujah. Well able.
You might go get a pair of glasses and then go back and have them checked and say, what happened to your eyes?
Hallelujah.
Ain't God good?
Yes. He gives us so many blessings undeserved.
He's going to heal his people.
Yes.
And one of the things he done in the Bible was he healed the blind.
Yes.
He opened the deaf ears.
Yes.
He let the lame leap for joy.
Yes.
Somebody say amen. He can heal your back.
Yes.
Touch your broken heart.
Yes.
Set your spirit free.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
See, I've been around with that. I watched it when I got the Holy Ghost in the Jackal's meeting in Philadelphia. 15,000 people. And I just had joined a Free Methodist church because they hired me as a young man because I preached against tongues. Because they talked me out of it. Tongues not for us today. And I wasn't too smart. That amazed me because I literally spoke against the Spirit of God. I'd say, you tongue talker, you are the devil. Oh, God. Whew. And I preached big camp meetings. Them old Methodists, they hired me up there. So I was exposed. Because the Methodists did not believe in speaking in tongues. Nor the Baptists. And speaking in tongues was correlated with divine healing. Holy Ghost outpourings.
Glory.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And it began. And it began. You get full of the Holy Ghost, see what you do.
Amen.
Just get full of them.
Hallelujah.
Just, you find yourself talking in tongues.
Amen.
There you will.
Glory.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, just get full of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
How do you do that? Get full of the Word.
Hallelujah.
Just get filled with the Word of God in here. You'll start talking in another tongue. I do it all the time. I'm sitting down and all at once the Spirit of God starts talking inside of me because I understand it because I got it.
Thank you, Father.
What shall I say then? I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. Now, what in the world is he talking about? And I'll show you.
Amen.
I'll show you right here, right now. I'll sing with my understanding. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. You understand that?
Yes.
I'm so glad Jesus set me. You understand that?
Yes.
See, I'm saying it with my understanding.
Yes.
Now, see, Himalando say, Ando Korome, Yako Jandale, Himasandore. See, Paul said, I will.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Paul said, I will sing with my understanding.
Glory. Yes.
He said, I will pray with my understanding.
Hallelujah.
I will sing with the Spirit.
Yes.
Why are you doing that?
Magnify the Lord.
Now, if I was going to give a message in tongues, then I should have an interpretation. But if I pray in tongues or sing in tongues, I didn't interpret that because I'm doing to the Lord. He that prays in an unknown tongue, praise to God. So God don't need no interpreter. Boy, oh boy, this is something, God. Well, I'm glad you told me that you weren't coming this year. Because these folk, my God, were so far from being ready.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
And somehow you got to convince yourself that you're moving in the Spirit when you go. When you get filled with the Spirit, you're going to get drunk. Oh, mama, back there, get a feel of the Spirit. She'll jump out of that chair.
Yes. Glory.
The boy did. He, we set aside that night for healing, and the boy come, and I watched him come in like that all week, sitting in the back. Click, 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 click. Gene Young was going to preach, pray for the sick. Turned the service over to him. I kept watching the boy. I said to him, "See that boy?" "Yes, sir, I've been noticing him every night." "Why are you people doing this? Why won't you believe this?"
"Yes."
"Every night."
"Truth, Lord."
Everybody said, "Praise the Lord." And the old boy get up. Click, 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 click. "Praise the Lord." And everybody sit down. Click, click. I still remember it. Because he was a bona fide example of God's healing.
Hallelujah.
So we called him down front. I called him Gene, and I, "Here he comes." Click, 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 click. Gene Young said to me, "What do you want me to do?" I said, "Pray for him."
Hallelujah.
He didn't even know how to pray. I said, "Pray the prayer of faith."
Amen.
You know how to pray the prayer of faith?
Hallelujah.
When you pray, 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 believe in God. And if it's today or tomorrow, don't let it live again. You start. You just believe in.
Hallelujah.
And just keep on believing.
Amen.
Just keep on praying. Keep on believing.
Yes, Lord.
Keep on fighting the fight of faith.
Yes,
Lord. Come to get Hattie for me now. Because almost every day she get up, I go, "Click, click."
Thank you, Lord.
Right now I'm doing okay, but if I gotta get up, I gotta do some clicking.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm not putting on.
No.
Boy.
No.
If I don't click, I'm gonna go head on.
Hallelujah.
You and said to me, "Sir, how do you, I just pray for him." You know how to pray. You know how to pray in Jesus' name. So you want to start to pray for him. And the Father of Jesus, I rebuke this condition. I command it to come on out. And all at once, that boy, that Holy Ghost hit that boy.
Hallelujah.
And he jumped to his feet.
Hallelujah.
Click, took him off. Reached down and click, click, threw him away. And the next time he was going around that tent, boy, he was running and shouting. Maybe I can't get it to the demonstration, but I can tell you about it. My preaching is not within touch of you, but in demonstration. Have I demonstrated? Have I demonstrated? Do I demonstrate you how to shout? Now that's not the end of the story. Once we got a miracle like that, we always try to use it the next night or so as a testimony. You know, praise the Lord, what God did here. And then we incorporate it in an offering.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Next night we then, the boy wasn't there. Where's that boy? I mean, we need his testimony. He wasn't there. That folk won't believe me, God. I know you said, Brother Ben, you got to get him to believe. What do you do? How? I got to tell him the truth? Oh, that's it. I'm not telling the truth. Because they're going to believe the truth, aren't they, Lord? Aren't they? You rejoice in the truth, don't they, Lord?
Hallelujah.
So I must not be telling the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
True prophet? Live prophet?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But prophet wouldn't talk like that. Oh, Gideon said, man, I talk with an angel. You going to really use me to deliver these people? Yeah. I tell you what I'm going to do, angel. I'm going to put you to the test. I'm going to take a piece of fleece and put it down here. And tomorrow morning I want that ground wet and the fleece as dry as could be. See you in the morning.
Hallelujah.
There and there it is. Wow. That's a miracle. Pre-adventure, maybe that group. Let's try it the other way. Then when an angel brought that twice, he said, my God, I've been talking to an angel.
Hallelujah.
That guy could have smoked me dead.
Hallelujah.
No one would.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Why don't you read the story, damn it? You people are so damn hard. Read the way you tell you. Read what Gideon said. Read what he said.
Yes.
Read it, Paul.
Hallelujah.
Nobody can read it. He's talking about talking to an angel. Get him dead.
That's right.
Yeah. My God, look at these people. Yeah. They don't believe me. How do you do it?
When Gideon perceived that he was an angel of
the Lord. When he perceived that the guy who was talking about the fleece.
Yes, Lord.
Gideon said, alas, O Lord God.
Oh, my God.
For because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face.
Don't tell me I don't know an angel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, God.
Amen.
Glory.
I'm an angel messenger.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
That's right.
It's the last day message.
Amen.
With the everlasting gospel.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You believe this gospel, it'll last forever.
Hallelujah.
Well, now, brothers, there, I'm not sure. That's right. You're not sure. The boy didn't come back. Because we were going to use him, you know, bring him down front, let folks see him, testify, then take an offering. But he didn't come back. And then it was 3 nights before he came back. And of course, every night we look for him. On the third night, Jin-Yu was there and still looking for the boy. You know God's looking for testimonies?
Hallelujah.
Well, if he can get your testimony, he can get other folks to overcome.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
They overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. So if they just get a real testimony out of us, we might inspire other folks.
Hallelujah.
All night long, I looked at you and I said, come on, people. And you said, or are you inspiring?
Oh God.
Lord.
Have mercy, Lord.
Third night the boy came back. Right away I called him. Come here, son. Where you been? No clicking. Come down that aisle. Tears run down his cheek. So where you been, boy? Well, he said, when I was home the other night, my parents were stone drunk. I came walking out, didn't even know it. They're just drunk. They've been drunk for 3 days. They're the only one that's been healed. They were so drunk.
Jesus.
Said they couldn't give me any money because they didn't have any. Said today I was out walking, somebody give me a quarter. I said, I can go to church now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I got something to give.
Hallelujah.
How in the world can I come back without something to give? So God gave him something to give.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know God gave you something to give?
Yes.
He gave you love. Give it.
Hallelujah.
Gave you peace. Give it. My peace I give unto you. Now give peace unto somebody else. My hope I gave to you. My hope is built
on nothing less than Jesus' blood.
You're not no drunken church anymore.
No.
You're not a prophet who's drunk.
No.
You're sober. Come on, folk. Hallelujah. I give you a quarter every day.
Glory.
These pity parties we have. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Glory, hallelujah. Sometimes up, sometimes down, most of the time pressed almost to the ground.
Hallelujah.
You got to come behind that press, don't you?
Amen.
Tell them how hard it was to come to church tonight, Jackie. Had a press, didn't you? And the other night, your wife was as bad as you. I got a phone call. Yes, sir. They twin are one flesh.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, sir. They had a press again.
Surely.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
How were you when you went out the other day in the press? You.
Amen.
Are you guys going to press me?
No, sir.
I sent you two guys out there.
Yes. Amen, brother.
Yes.
In my stead.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
In my hand.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hmm?
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's right.
I can't come out there. My monitor won't let me. So I can send my monitors out.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Send them out two by two.
Glory.
Go monitor the situation. Rum, rum.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at that boy.
Run, run!
Run, run! Boy, are we slow. I wonder how I survived all these years preaching like this.
Oh,
I remember down in Albany, Georgia. I called a healing service. Saturday night, the first person in the line was a little boy. Embraces. His mother was holding him. Now, I didn't want to start the prayer line with that.
No.
I would rather have a headache. I could talk a headache away, right? You got a headache? Yeah, right there. Here, pray to give me. Yeah, how do you feel?
Feel better.
All gone, eh?
Hallelujah.
Talk him right out of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't like an honest preacher, huh? And even all those things, God never forsook me.
Never.
Amen.
Never. Amen.
He should have kicked my butt. Can you explain to the reason why I'm still here?
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
I tried to tell Timothy, I said, you're going to go through the same thing I've gone through. See what I find out with my wife? My children? Hmm? Just let them go. Take care of them. Still take care of them.
Sure.
I do. But God stopped me from going to see them. Hmm? Yeah.
You did,
amen. He stopped me.
Thank you, Father.
But if I get through this week,
oh, God.
The only way I'm going to get through is if the Lord will make a way and beneath the cross. So I say to my soul, every day.
Hallelujah.
So I get out of bed and I gotta, would you like me to show how to do it? Would you like me to show how to do it? I show how to do it. Let me see here. I like to lay on my right side because it takes the pressure off my heart. I don't know, it just takes the pressure off my heart. So when I want to get up, I'm laying down. Oh boy. Bring my leg way back and give them a good pull and they pull me up. And then when I get up, a lot of times I'll fall.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, he does. I'm here, ain't I?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, boy, isn't that nice? God bless you, boy. You people are something else. You think I'm putting on, huh? You think I like to act like that? But when I'm weak,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why I don't want to quit preaching. I could just do I quit preaching. I might stumble out that back door, and I've done it.
Yes.
Just stumble out the door. Oh, one of these days, it won't be long. You're gonna look for me.
Hallelujah.
And I'm gonna be gone.
Hallelujah.
And all, what I'd like you to do is say, you may look for me. I'll be there. So when I'm gone, I'm gonna look for
you. You may look for me.
When the battle's over,
we shall wear
henceforth there's laid up for me
a
crown which the Lord the righteous judge shall give me as judge, and not to me only, but to all of them who love his appearing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we which are alive will not prevent those that are asleep, for they'll rise first, and then we'll rise together to meet the Lord in the air. Would somebody get saved around here?
Thank you, Lord. Save me, Lord.
Amen.
Somebody touch me, Jesus said.
Jesus!
Somebody touch me. Who touched me? She came trembling.
Hallelujah.
I touch the Lord. Go in peace.
Amen.
Touching Jesus.
Jesus. Oh,
wasn't easy now.
Amen.
You gotta get behind the press.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, Sister Long Tongue was in front of her. Brother Garbage Can was next to her.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Criticizer was behind her. So you just press right on through.
Yeah.
Just press right on through.
Amen.
Get out of my way.
Amen.
I like that story.
Amen.
They knocked her down and made it easy for her to do what she said. If I just touch the hem of his garment. When they knocked her down, she couldn't touch his head. She couldn't touch his hand. But his hand, there it is. Whoa. When she saw that hem, she just took a big old lunge. Grab a hold. Who touched me?
Amen.
Who did that?
Amen.
Who in the world in this crowd would touch me?
Amen.
It was me, Lord. Did I do something wrong? No way.
Hallelujah.
But I stopped your progress. I'll take care of that too.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. My God, this damn mind. This damn mind. This carnal mind. Now we'll have a service tomorrow. We'll have one Saturday morning. Tomorrow they're going to be leaving, but they're only leaving. He'll go with them, but he'll stay with us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I'm sure they all wish they could stay, right?
Amen.
Well, now that you folks don't, but them girls back there, them girls standing. Now, maybe I could keep the girls.
Amen.
No, I ain't going to do that. I'd never get past that one. Not with this crowd. Oh, sooner or later, I want Mom to go back home there. And,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Does anybody know about their dad and her husband?
Yeah.
I don't basically know what's really wrong with him. Do you better?
No, sir.
But he can't function, right?
Amen.
But he can sometimes.
Yeah.
Other times he can.
He's been up well.
Yeah. But he's still got a little mental struggle. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like me, I got a struggle. I gotta strive. It'd be much easier to stay home tonight, put my feet up on the couch and lay on my healing pad. And it never gets too hot.
Hallelujah.
I turned up to 200 degrees, boy, and that thing burned my butt. But I like the heat. I got a nice heat bath.
Glory.
I wish God would just turn up the heat. Just turn up the heat.
Hallelujah.
Well, let's see if everybody. Again, I keep telling you, I would be very upset if I had too many. And almost tonight I might have too many. So we'll find out.
Thank you, Lord.
There won't be many calls. Well, every time we call, you rebuke us. Yeah, old Dave up there. What the hell are you still there for? Old Rufus. Old Willie. Hey, Jackie, you talked about Willie for a while, didn't you?
Yes.
What was that all about?
Ran into him over at Walmart. Wailing. He's trying to find a place to stay. So I told him I didn't have a place to stay, but I could give you some information. Maybe a motel, somebody I knew. He said, I can't do it. So he's trying to move in with me. And he didn't get to.
Not something?
And then he called me and cussed me out.
When he called me now, he's cussing me out. He's over at Myrtle Beach. That's what he says.
Yes. He blames you and me.
But Willie. But Willie.
Reaper.
He's feeble-minded, no question about it, but he's so stubborn. One time he brought the cops right up here. What time was that, Dennis?
It was
4 o'clock in the morning. Caught him driving on his little motorbike out in 95. So he ran from him and brought him here.
I
The devil, he got every kind of thing going. See, and Willie thinks he's spiritual. You can't help him. Just like Jim. See, he's spiritual. And I told you, the only time they have trouble with people is when they think they're spiritual. Because a spiritual person would do right. They would know how to do right. They would know how to approach you. And when also, whenever you folk think you're spiritual, how do I treat you? I told you when she first came here, I was kind of tough on her. She was sitting right behind the table, right under the open. I said, she's spiritual. And God knows I want you to be spiritual. But if you just think you're spiritual, you know what the Bible says about that? You're going to do it again, huh? Somebody who thinks they're spiritual are deceiving themselves. And if it were possible, so how can the devil get the very elect to deceive themselves by making them think they're spiritual? I know what God's doing. We don't need you. I know what I'm doing because I'm spiritual. Uh-oh. Did it again, didn't I? Would you like me to point out the ones that you still think you're spiritual? And you're going to tell me something? The only reason I let you talk was you're talking for your sake, not for mine. You ain't going to tell me nothing I don't already know. Everything you preach about, I don't preach about it. I've had it revealed to me long before you ever came around. God didn't have to send you here to reveal something to me.
No.
I'm the revealer.
Hallelujah.
I am He.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You got a lot of stuff, good stuff.
Thank you, Father.
Sure. Look at that one.
Amen.
Good stuff.
Hallelujah.
She brings you your coffee. She serves you well until she runs away and hides.
True.
You better, if you ever come over here, you better not do that. You better not. If you run away, we're going to make sure you don't get back. You folk want to run away? Go ahead. I've often told you that. See, if Willie or the other little fellow, and God sent him here, they wouldn't let me put him out. They just took whatever reproof, rebuke.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
If you're willing, God's going to rebuke you.
Amen.
But you're not going to let God put you out. I'll let nothing
separate me from this love.
Come on, I'm going to rebuke you, folk.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that.
Amen.
So you can be sound in the face.
Hallelujah.
So
hallelujah.
So you can do why God sent you here.
Amen.
To hold me up, not pull me down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Phone number here is 843-538-1334. I'm in the tabernacle. I got the phone in my hand. I'm standing in front of about 45 people. I'm standing in front of about 45 people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You can correct me. 46.
Thank you, Lord.
How many we got? Huh? 50? Are we growing? Oh. Hello.
Hello, Brother Stern, Brother Robert Palmer, Massachusetts.
God bless you, Robert.
God bless you, Brother Stern, my brothers and sisters in Christ.
That you've been passing on to us.
Robert called me every day.
Amen.
We ain't going to come see you, Robert.
The Lord presents a way, Prophet.
What kind of way do you want to make?
His way.
Huh?
His way. You let me know.
What do you think I'm doing?
You let me know.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lord.
Come on, Robert. You have a car?
I have a truck.
Yeah, well, we like trucks. What kind of truck you got?
It's a plow truck.
A what?
It's a truck with a plow on it.
Oh, a plow truck. What would you...
Yes, sir.
Because you live there in the north, make some money plowing people's yard, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, come on down and we'll plow the devil's yard.
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Robert, it's getting very dangerous to stay where you're at. See, you hear me say over time, people are not listening to me. They think I'm just running my mouth. You listened to me for a long time.
I'm listening.
What did I tell you about the survival for the people of God in the end time?
You want to be in the southern states.
You know where I'm at?
In the southern states.
Yes, sir. So where do you think you ought to be?
In the southern states.
Amen. I'll look for you.
Hallelujah.
Lord bless you, Robert.
Hallelujah.
See, I'm rebuking them. It's going to take some faith to make these moves. Of course, you got to leave. Sometimes I have to leave your family, leave your children, leave your job, leave your home, and they left all to follow. Hello? Okay, thank you.
Okay, Lord bless
y'all. He is. He blessed us now by having you call.
Hallelujah.
And he's blessing you by giving you the opportunity to call.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I said he's blessing you by giving you an opportunity to call.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Father. Okay. I don't worry about the feeling. Just be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Hey, brother, come on. Everybody in this tabernacle has back trouble. Everybody. They do. So come and join the bunch. And we'll cry together. God bless you, brother. See, now there's a few that knows I'm going to rebuke them, so they call. Now, if I didn't rebuke them, they'd be disappointed. Huh? Come on, you guys. The move is on.
Yes.
Oh, well, Brother Stair, we'll wait till next year. Hello?
My laptop was disconnected for the roof falls.
I thought you told me you weren't going to call anymore.
But David said it is better for him to fall in the hand of the Lord than to fall in the hand of men. So that is why I'm calling. I prefer to die in your presence than to die in the world. That is why I'm calling.
I even told you not to call.
Yes, brother, he says so.
Yeah, and they keep on doing it anyway, don't you?
I'm sorry, forgive me.
Stop. Oh, I'm forgiving you, but I'm not taking no more risk with you.
Okay,
I let you live on this land one time, took you right off of nothing, and you flopped like a smart aleck. You showed out, and then you went and married a woman. Where's that woman at?
In New York.
In New York. You left her?
Yes, madam.
Huh. Amazing.
Please forgive me. Please forgive me, Jesus, now. I'm sorry.
Now, what would you do with that? Anybody remember when Rufus first came here?
Yeah.
Hmm? I gave him full opportunity to live in joy here. And then one day he got so smart, he walks up and he said, I'm leaving. How would you like that? Huh? If somebody you were nurturing said, I'm leaving. Can you imagine Pastor Wright saying, I'm leaving? Now he's going to go tomorrow, but he ain't going to leave. Because I'm not going to let him.
Hallelujah.
Look at that mom with us. She left you. Didn't know where you was at. You ain't going to let us leave. I'm telling you. If he moves and you come, you better not pull that on me. I'm serious. And you better stop playing games with me, brother. I'm serious. I don't blame you. Okay, keep on. You watch God use me to clean this house. Yes, you have. Deep down in that prison, I said, you got too many, boy. Got too many who want to be in charge. Too many want to be a preacher. Too many want to be a prophet.
My Lord.
Too many want to be run over to their brother and sister.
Hallelujah.
You want to name them? There's some still here. And you know what I mean? They won't shout because I subdued them. Yeah, that's what God said he would do. He would subdue your iniquity. How do you think he's going to do it? With somebody with a power, authority. Boy, you look scared. You should be scared. The fear of the Lord don't make you scared. Fear of the Lord is wisdom.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
I tried to warn sister last night. You're the new broom. And we're going to put her on everything we put her on. And she's going to do it because she's the new broom. And she'll do anything right now to stay here. But when she starts feeling secure, I'm telling her. I know what people do. Look at that. Oh, Brother Harvey, you got back trouble. And Brother Harvey, you could go back to New Orleans and hear me all night long. They got me on two stations down there. Two of them. Baton Rouge, over to Florida. Two of them, all night long. Just paid them the other day again. You know? Two stations all night long for $3,000 a month. Or 2 months.
Hallelujah.
Amazing. Astonishing.
Yes.
This is amazing work.
Yes.
Done by an amazing God.
Glory.
Who gives a whole lot of amazing grace.
Amen.
Both to the hearer and to the speaker.
Amen.
Oh, my Lord. Boy, I'd do something about that, boy. I would do something about the way you look. Not, what are you looking at him for? You do something about the way you
Hallelujah.
Well, we are. Who's he talking about? I got to get you for ready to look upon his face.
Glory.
And it'd be such a blessing not to look at mine. Come on, folks. Boy, he's going to look beautiful compared to me. So look at me. Then you'll be so glad to see Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He ain't gonna have to struggle to get up. He's already up. He's strong. He's so strong he'll get up and lift you up. So lift Jesus higher, then he'll lift you higher. Jesus higher. Generation of vipers, he said to the religious people. You blind guys. Said you can pass land and sea to make a proselyte. And then when you make him, he made him a twofold more child of hell than you are. Huh? That's Jesus talking. you scribes, you Pharisees, you hypocrite.
Amen.
That's Jesus talking.
Amen.
Well, Jesus wasn't talking. That's Jesus talking. He's the same yesterday. I had no trouble talking about Mr. Trump in a Antichrist. He's a liar.
Amen.
And it's amazing how so many who believe him. His base. Oh, God raised him up to save America. No, God raised him up to destroy America.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
He's destroying our election process this year.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Jesus.
They don't know what they're going to do with this election. All kind of talk, he might cancel it or just postpone it and stay in power. And he's exercising, but not by his own power. By the power of the government. He's the president. Come on, people, wake up! Damn you, folk! And I say, wake up, wake up! And then, look at them. We're at the end.
Yes.
Little children!
Yes.
Time to wake up, child!
Yes.
You know the Antichrist must come.
Must.
New York shall be absolutely demolished.
Yes.
And by the way, Long Island is part of New York. That's where most of the wickedness takes place. That's where the rich folk live. Coney Island, Times Square. If I could preach at Times Square Church, I'd pick up with David Wilkins and get it. I said, don't you folk know how God took him out? Because a dumb fool gets up there and says, if trouble comes from New York, I want to be right here. That's what I heard him say. That's what he said.
Amen.
Till he get the sheep out. I told you the other day, the guy that took his place, he resigned out of here. The other day, he resigned. Yeah. He came out of New York. But he can't get the folk to go. See, I came out of New York. I couldn't get them to come. A few came, but not many. One morning, they went back.
Amen.
He went back.
Sure.
I will try one more thing. Ask the man how much he pays in taxes. Tell him.
How much
is 800
a month?
Huh? 800 a month. 800 a month. How much is that a year? Huh? How much is your light bill? Gas bill? Food bill? Hmm? We don't pay that much for this land. They talk taxes this year, but they reduce it down again.
Hallelujah.
If we had to pay tax, you folk wouldn't live here. They made everyone to pay that person. In fact, we have to pay a garbage tax for every one of you. $60 a year, I think it is. Well, put that,
yes.
Add it up.
Amen.
Are you tax exempt? Yep. Because we're a church. And I never forget when they tried to give me a hard time that I said, I'm a church. And, well, you can't. I said, well, does that Baptist church pay tax? Does the Catholic church pay tax? Does the Methodist church pay tax? See, the key word is church. Then I told you why I call it a space cathedral, because that's highbrow churches. And then people at the faith cathedral. I learned that from David Epley. He used to call his church Good Shepherd Church. Yeah, see? And then he incorporated with a cathedral. When them people in the tax office, cathedral, you know, that could go along with a fine Catholic cathedral, Episcopal cathedral. It's that name cathedral. Yeah, it's pretty wise. You're the church. Isn't that so?
Hallelujah.
Now, downtown, they won't accept you as a church.
No.
I told you I worked with the church group here when I first came, and they had a ministerial association. And they were going to have a meeting, and they had one. And of course, since I was here, had a church, they invited me to come.
Amen.
They didn't want me to preach, though. And even that's a story. I told it to you.
Thank you, Lord.
I told them when I could see them wrestling, who they're going to let preach. You understand my point? They're going to have a big citywide meeting, and out of all these preachers, who do we let preach? And they sort of went around. I said, brother, look, just forget about me. I didn't come here to preach. And boy, you just see. And then they started to decide how to get the power equipment. And I said, look, I got a 10 equipment with some of the finest PA systems. We use mine, and I'll even run it. And we did.
Yeah.
We had the city auditorium, put that thing up on the top.
Thank you, Father.
Well, I'm tired.
And I'm weary.
I sure want to go home.
But so
the more revivals we had in the Philadelphia church age, we didn't get started at 10 o'clock. I told you many times in Philadelphia, folk would just stay all night. They'd go sleep on the floor. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this? Who? Yeah, when I heard you laugh, that's it. You know, we used to say years ago, the road to hell is paved with good intention. Did you hear that? Well, I'll be there. I got good intentions and wake up in hell. You don't believe things like that, do you? Do you? You think you're doing a favor by being here when God's done a favor for you to be here.
Hallelujah.
Lord, make a way. He'll make a way. See, I could tell you, if I would get on the radio and say, look, come on, I'll pay you, I'll send you money. And when you come here, we'll pick you up. And we did with one guy. Get out! How was out of the mirror here and let you folks see your faces? Sister Candy. Sister Candy came here with her sister one day. Told him to stay. Sister Haddish daughters.
Yeah.
They're listening, aren't they listening?
Mm-hmm.
Behind you. Sandy does this. She'll call in, she'll go, ha ha ha. Just make a joke out of it.
Mm-hmm.
No joke. Live in Atlanta. Difficult. Of course. If they come, they're big women like her. Yeah, they are. Huh? Isn't that something? God has enough space for you, Biggie. you might have to squeeze in a little bit. Made room for her.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Ah. See, that's what God did with this place. He said, you go prepare a place for my people. You know the guy answered me from up there in Boston? Did you hear him?
Yeah.
Where are you supposed to go? Southern State. He's heard me all along.
Yeah.
And still, I know you folks don't like this. I know that. Because you think you've done a good thing by coming here. And then you fussed at everything that you have to do to be here. And you complain about the prophet. Yeah, you do. Wish we had another prophet. One that would make some profit. I do that too.
Amen.
I'm not going to use church money. So you go get them glasses. And don't worry about how much they cost. Well, why is this healer? at all you glasses. Huh? Look at here. Boy, every once in a while I lose up here. And I go, I got three pair, and yet I lost. Well, I didn't lay down, I just missed, you know. Where did we finally find them? In the pocket. You mean I lost them in my pocket? Look at that. Don't I look nice?
Amen.
Huh? But you don't. Woo! Ah, boy. I'm afraid to go. Because every time I talk, you go out that door and all of a sudden the Satan start popping up. We're living in the last time, people.
Hallelujah.
And many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to a seducing spirit and the belief of hell. And you better thank God that he let us know that he wasn't coming this year.
Yes, Lord.
They've been so gracious. Another year. He's not going to come until at least next year. And if he don't come next year, it'll be 4 or 5 years after that. And if that's the case, then we're really in trouble. Because it's going to get worse and worse,
worse.
And
amen.
Worse.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come.
Evil men and seducers are going to wax worse and worse. Deceiving? See Rufus? Huh? Oh, forgive me. That's no problem. But to restore them? That's not as easy, is it? Not for God, it isn't. But people don't want to be restored. Because it takes a whole lot of repentance to be restored. Restore to me the joy. What happened to your joy? If you had it, don't need to restore, do you? And see, here I am talking very serious. And what's he talking about? You're going to need the joy to endure this. I said one time they asked the apostles, stop not preaching his name. And they got so joyful.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
They're going to stop us from calling on his name. Well, if you folks don't stop this, what are we doing? I'm trying to show you what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Our Lord.
At ease in Zion. Don't look back.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Remember last wife?
Oh God.
Why'd you look back? Because your life goes back there. Sister Stair ends up joining a Bible Baptist church. Don't believe in the Holy Ghost. Don't believe in going through the tribulation. That's looking back.
Hallelujah.
Don't look back.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Lord,
I can tell Sister Burgess, when she came over, she was going to go to a good church.
Amen.
It was a very, very run church. Sister Burgess, say amen to me. That was a good church you came out of.
Yes.
They talked about the feast days, and they were good at it.
Amen.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't look back, Sister Burgess.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Timothy don't want to come along. Don't look back. Burgess don't want to hang. Don't look back. Amen. Don't do it. Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
If nobody
will hear me,
Teresa said to me, I'm not going to go see the Pope. What's wrong with you? You want to visit China, Russia, Cuba? Huh? Okay. Then I'll go without you.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. If you folks don't stop this, you're in for a good whooping. God's got to find somewhere to get your attention. You got to take care of them butts.
Hallelujah.
They whoop you right on the butt. Butt, butt, butt. Pow! Ooh, that hurts good.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. I guess we got them all, huh? 843. See, these people call me and they wonder why. I know it, Candy. I told them to stay the first time. We were both in too big because of their mother. Oh, Sister Haddock's boy. That was some woman. Anybody remember her calls? Remember when she came? Sister Haddock. Is that extra one for the other lady that calls you once in a while? What's her name sound like? Is Sister Virgis? Sister Attic was part of that. Whew. You ought to look at your faces.
Oh, God. Have mercy, Lord.
What? Doubting. I don't understand what he's talking about. Why would he talk about Sister Virgis? Why would he mention Rufus? I wonder why Jesus mentioned Judas. I wonder why Paul said Alexander the coppersmith. Brother Connolly, Brother Christopher, Brother Chris have done me much evil. May the Lord reward them according to their deeds.
Amen.
Stand. Now, some of you folk haven't done as much evil as they, but you've done evil.
Amen.
You leave me, you're doing evil.
Amen.
Oh, I don't believe that. That's evil.
Amen.
I don't know why. Yeah, I do. I'm sorry. But God keeps me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He just keeps me.
Amen.
You don't believe when I said, Lord, please let me come on home. Boy, if I could just go to sleep tonight and wake up on that resurrection morning,
Lord,
I'd know nothing in between.
Yeah.
Nothing. I wouldn't know I'm hurting. I wouldn't know I'm disappointed. I wouldn't know nothing. I like that. The dead know nothing. Nothing. Don't even know we're dead. Isn't that something? I'm talking about the righteous dead. Now the wicked, the rich man went to hell. He knew it. Looked up and saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. That's not heaven. Abraham's bosom, not heaven.
No.
Mm-mm. Father Abraham, send Lazarus. I go do that. I got him in my arms. He's being comforted now.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he looked up and he saw Lazarus. Oh, that must have been a torment.
Amen.
He had seen Lazarus every day of his life. Oh, back again, huh? Okay. Lord, shall we stand?
Thank you, Father.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
He that endures unto the end. Lord, give these people rest tonight.
Hallelujah.
But everyone can't sleep.
Thank you, Lord.
Very few of you sleep.
Thank you, Lord.
And then you get grouchy. They need some sleep, Lord. So they quit their grouching. I'm serious. We should call it a good night's rest.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
For the night season, give us a good night's rest.
Good Lord.
Heavenly Father, I want to pray for Sister Matthew. She's probably listening, Lord. Because she's in terrible shape.
Oh, God.
Boy, every time she describes what she's going through, I say, my God. And yet she still hangs on with that. Just give her a touch tonight, Lord. Give her some rest. Touch her with her children, boy. How the children tear her heart out. God, these children. Oh, God. Yeah, the woman can't move. Got three grown children. They hobnob with her, but they won't clean the house. They won't cook the food.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Children are oppressors.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Have mercy, I pray, upon the saints.
Have mercy, Lord.
So that we can endure to the end.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hear and to obey. I'd like to hear from you now. If you are able and get to a telephone, just pick up the phone and just call this number,